Let's go back to the beginning of when parallel universes were starting to arise. You talked about the 1950s. What happened? How did they start working on this?
Well, again, it was this one individual who had the genius to and the boldness to suggest this possible way of thinking about quantum physics, that every possible outcome allowed by the quantum laws would actually happen. And, you know, I described it earlier in terms of the position of a particle. Now, when you hear that a particle could be here or there and that it might occupy both of those locations in two different universes, that might sort of tickle your brain a little bit, but it may not feel all that relevant to your picture of reality. But let me just point out, every thought that you've ever had, everything you've ever done, every sentence you've ever uttered amounts to the motion of particles going this way or that, going left or right, going up or down. Every thought is the motion of particles in your brain. So when we're saying that every possible outcome allowed by the laws of physics, the laws of quantum physics, is realized in its own separate universe, we are talking about every possible thought, every possible decision being played out one way or another in these separate realms. That is mind-boggling, but that's what comes directly from the mathematics of quantum physics. Again, doesn't mean it's right. It's controversial. There are other approaches to quantum physics that don't involve parallel worlds, but this is the first one, and it's one that we are still struggling with today to try to figure out, is this correct?
You, of course, love string theory. That's part of your main area of expertise. Did that help solve some of the dilemmas of parallel universes?
Well, first I would say that love is not exactly the word I would use. I think that string theory is our best approach to trying to realize a dream that Albert Einstein himself articulated, which is to find a unified theory of physics, a theory that might describe the big, the small, everything in between, in essence, from one idea, one master principle, one basic equation. And string theory is the approach that I and many others have been following now for a couple of decades. But I need to underscore, string theory, like these ideas of parallel universes, has not been experimentally tested. It's not been experimentally confirmed. And I won't believe it, I won't truly love it as something within science until it does receive that kind of experimental support.
What will happen, Brian, in order to get science to say, without a doubt, there are parallel universes out there?
Well, here's one possibility where we could get the kind of experimental support that I'm talking about. This image that we painted earlier of these many universes coming from the many Big Bangs,
mm-hmm.
I said that typically two such universes would be moving apart from one another very quickly because the intervening space would be repulsive. Repulsive gravity would push those universes apart. But here's the thing. If two bubbles in this cosmic bubble bath of universes, if they form close enough together, there won't be enough intervening repulsive force to move them apart fast enough. And they may expand into one another. They may bump into one another. Two universes, in essence, may crash into one another. How would we know that if that had happened? Well, there is heat in our universe called the cosmic microwave background radiation. This is heat left over from the fiery Big Bang. You know, when something's very hot and it expands, it cools off.
Sure.
Same thing's happened in our universe. Now, if our universe had been hit by another, that collision would generate ripples. Sort of like when you throw a pebble into a pond, you create ripples. That universe hitting us would create ripples in the heat left over from the Big Bang, and we should be able to see the pattern of those ripples by looking at tiny temperature differences in that heat. Now, astronomers are now looking into the deep space, into the sky, to try to measure in fantastic detail the temperature of the heat, and they're looking for the patterns that I'm referring to. They have not found them yet, but in answer to your question, if they do find temperature differences that fit the pattern, they find this at some point, this would be evidence that we've been hit by another universe. This would be evidence that there are other universes out there.
Would the collision be an instantaneous explosion, or would it be more like a melding together?
Well, it'd be a little bit more like a melding in the following sense. It's not as though we need to worry sitting here right now that we're going to get hit by another universe and say we're all going to be extinguished in some conflagration. That's not the kind of thing that would happen.
And would we even see it?
Well, we could see it through these ripples, but it's only through that sort of subtle effect that this kind of collision would be in evidence.
Well, now, this brings up an interesting question. Assuming there are parallel universes all around us, are they so vast that we can't see them with telescopes? Or are they in other dimensions and we'll never be able to see them? We may be able to sense them through, as you just said, readings.
Both of the above. I would say both of the above. So in the case of the multiple Big Bangs, it would be your first description that the universes would just be so far away that there's no capacity for light to even travel between them. No signal can go from one to the other, and therefore you wouldn't see them. However, there are other versions of the multiverse proposal where the other universes might be right next to us. In fact, you asked about string theory. Let me give you one of the parallel universe proposals that does come from string theory. So one of the ideas from string theory is this. We used to think that the only fundamental ingredient in string theory were little tiny filaments that look like strings. That's why we called it string theory. And the idea was that inside of all of the fundamental particles, electrons, quarks, name any particle that you've ever heard of, inside of it, according to string theory, would be one of these little tiny vibrating filaments. In the mid-1990s, we realized that those little filaments are not the only ingredient in string theory. There are also membranes, big two-dimensional surfaces, big three-dimensional blobs that we call three brains, borrowing the brain from membrane, putting a three in front of it, and so on and so forth. These extended objects we found in the math of string theory. This raises an astounding possibility. All that we have long thought to be the universe might actually be taking place on one of these brains. The picture to have in mind is, think of our universe as a big, huge slice of bread in a large cosmic loaf that has other slices of bread nearby us.
Okay.
Now, those other slices could actually be a tiny fraction of a millimeter away from us, but in another dimension. And we wouldn't be able to see those other slices of bread, those other universes, because light, photons, the thing that we use to see, would be trapped on our slice of bread. The math shows that light would not be able to traverse the gap through this other dimension. And therefore, these other dimensions would be a barrier to seeing these other universes, even though the other universes are right next to us. We can't reach off, we can't see, but nevertheless, they are there, according to this approach.
The Kepler satellite telescope is looking into 13.2 billion years ago. Pretty darn close to the beginning of the Big Bang. If they ever get to a point, Brian, where they can go beyond that, might they see a collision of parallel universes?
Yes, in fact, we don't necessarily have to look quite that far back. We need to look at the microwave background radiation, and that's about 300,000 years after the beginning, after the Big Bang. So we don't actually have to look back right to time zero itself. And this is something that we do with a variety of telescopes and satellites. You may have heard of the WMAP satellite or the Planck satellite. These are satellites orbiting in space that are taking fantastically precise measurements of this heat that was generated 300,000 years after the beginning of our universe. And it's in that data that we stand the greatest chance of being able to see a glimmer of an interaction with another universe.